Welcome. Today, I will be interviewing Corinne Stanchescu. She is a recent graduate of the University of Toronto with an honors BA, majoring in history and English. She is the program editor of Society, Culture, and International Relations here at the NATO Association of Canada. Welcome back, Corinne. Thank you so much for joining us again today.
Thank you for having me, Magdalena.
My pleasure. I would like to begin by asking you a few questions pertaining to your experience here at the NATO Association. What would you say are some of the most rewarding experiences that you have had?
So, I mean, I've been here for almost 8 months now. So when I was reading this question, I had to go through basically since May everything I've done, and it's been a lot. I mean, I can think of a lot of things, but two things stick out. The events that we put on, from roundtables to the conferences to the lunch we had, those are definitely the main things that stick out throughout my 8 months. I think a lot of it has to do with the opportunity to meet a lot of interesting people at these events, as well as just the information that each event provides. I mean, each topic is interesting, and each speaker provides new, unique experiences and unique opinions that you would normally not get. The second thing I can think of is probably the experience of working with all the other interns and working with people who are incredibly passionate, incredibly intelligent, and just the discussions in the office. That's something that I will definitely remember and something that is definitely a rewarding experience working at the NAOC.
Corinne, I have to say that it's been an honor having the opportunity to work with you as the program editor of Global Horizons here at the NATO Association of Canada. I can certainly say that it's been not only an honor, but I've had an opportunity to learn a lot about you. And as the program editor of Society, Culture, and International Relations, you've made a lot of contributions here at the NATO Association of Canada. And as someone who's very passionate and committed to the work that you do, I can certainly say that everyone appreciates the work that you have done. I hope that down the road, I'll have an opportunity to work with you because it's been nothing but a pleasure. And I love to collaborate with you more as time progresses. The next question I wanted to ask you is, as the program editor of Society, Culture, and International Relations, what would you like to see happen next?
So I really liked my program. I'm really happy with the fact that I got to be the program editor, especially for so long. The best and the worst part of the program is that it's so broad. The best part of that is because it makes it so interesting. You can do whatever you want with it, and you can integrate so many topics and so many different ideas. The worst part about it is that sometimes you're overwhelmed with topics and you don't really know what to fit in and what not to. So moving forward to my next program editor, I would say maybe focusing more on the culture side of it. So I personally wrote an article on art and conflict, specifically on the Venice Biennale, and that was just a really interesting article to not only research about, but to think about how art and conflict can integrate together and how art can represent international politics in a unique way. And I think it's stuff like this that I really want the program to focus on in the future, and I wish I did more of. Another example is my colleague Ian Gertz did an article on video games and IR in a similar vein. So like I said, something a little bit more culture, like how IR fits into pop culture, because this is what makes the program, in my opinion, the best program at the NAOC, as well as the most interesting. So definitely something along those lines.
What would you say is the best advice that you can provide to the new group of interns that will be starting next month?
The main thing is take initiative. More than any other internship, this is a very supportive environment, a very open environment. So if you ever have an idea, by an idea I mean something with a good plan and with specific goals, Julian Robert will always support you, and you should take advantage of that, because rarely do you find work environments that you truly do have leeway to do whatever you want. But like I said, make sure you have a good plan of action, otherwise it's not really that great of an idea. And that, like, take this as an opportunity, and an opportunity not only to do what they ask of you, but also an opportunity to do what you have wanted to do maybe for a while. So I think, yeah, take initiative. That's what I've always said. I think you'll do a lot of things if you take that initiative.
Corinne, would you like to share any final words with our listeners today?
So in light of what I just said about taking initiative, I think the only other thing I can say is don't be complacent. It's something I can appreciate in all of my colleagues, both in the summer and in the fall. And it's something that I've definitely learned here it's not something that is attractive in anyone. So, and especially in a work environment. So I think, yeah, and if I were to give you a final word, it would be don't be complacent.
I think that applies to everyone. Not only is it an unattractive quality, but it makes it extremely difficult to work with someone who is complacent Absolutely. Without realizing that they are.
Absolutely.
So the best advice I can give to any of the new interns is to focus on working in a team environment.
Yeah.
Obviously, you want to collaborate as much as possible.
Absolutely.
And the thing that I have to say is with my program as the program editor of Global Horizons, I've had an opportunity to learn something new from everyone about each program.
Absolutely. I mean, don't be complacent means don't be complacent in your work, but also don't be complacent in your views and opinions about the world. Always be open, always take in unique individuals' opinions and things. So
it does. And I think that oftentimes certain individuals will have an opinion, and you don't have to like the opinion, but you should be respectful of
Absolutely.
That person, because everyone will have different opinions, different perspectives, and different ways of approaching their work. So I think that being respectful
mm-hmm.
to one another, but also understanding that different people have different views. So that realization
yeah.
will help you not only here in the internship, but in life, in the outside,
in
the real world as well.
world.
So, Corinne, thank you very much for your time today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Magdalena.
Next, I will be interviewing Momen Ahmed. Momen is in charge of all of the digital media, marketing, and advertising here at the NATO Association of Canada. He graduated from the Urban Studies program at the University of Toronto earlier this year, and he hopes to go on to study innovation strategy at the graduate level. Momen, thank you so much for joining us again today.
Thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure. I would like to begin by asking you the following question. As the mastermind behind all of the marketing and media work done here at the NATO Association of Canada, what would you like to see happen next?
With regards to the website, I think that the organization has a lot to gain if they start using best practices with regards to search engine optimization and also search engine marketing, just to get the content, it's a wider range of an audience. I would also, I guess, love to see just a bit of a continuation of like some of the practices that I've set in place. And just now that the website's finally gone through its hopefully final iteration of changes, that just some more consistency.
What would you say are some of the most rewarding experiences that you have had during your internship here?
Some of my most rewarding experiences have been the ones where I've been able to work with the editors on marketing materials for like series. Working on all the press relations for the fall conference in Ottawa was a great experience. I've also really enjoyed the hands-on ability to design and create advertising materials. All of my most rewarding experiences will be when I was able to work with all the editors.
Lastly, Momen, with your extensive experience, what would you say is the best advice that you would be able to provide the next set of interns that will be starting their internship next month?
For the next set of interns, I would definitely reiterate what was told to me at the start of September, which is the internship is really what you make of it. Robert and Julie are great, such rare resources to get so early on in your career, and they will really let you have free rein with regards to how you want to define your role, set your targets, set your goals, and then they'll let you bring in new ideas, they'll let you like experiment, and you really won't get that opportunity this young. I would definitely like for the next like media person say that they should constantly like keep reading blogs and like checking what the latest technology updates are, just because it's definitely an aspect of bringing in new technology is always great. And I would just like say that my biggest piece of advice would be just be patient and trust that if you do good work, it will get you noticed.
Absolutely. Momen, I have to say that it's been an honor getting to know you. I've had the opportunity to see the work that you've done here at the NATO Association of Canada, and I can say that I'm extremely impressed with all of your contributions. I think that everyone is sad that you'll be leaving. I do hope that in the future our paths do cross, and it's been nothing but a pleasure getting to see how you work. Oftentimes you would be the first one in the office and the last one to leave, and I can see that you're very driven and you're a very passionate individual, and there's no doubt in my mind that you will be successful, and I'll see you on TV one day.
Thank you for that.
Moment, thank you so much.